have started. All right. So I may do one of these. I may do 5 million of these. I don't know yet. I remember going into a shop, being a mechanic, and you'd go inside a fucking shop, and there was some dude, heavy metal music, 70s rock, old mechanic in the corner smoking Marlboro Reds or Pall Mall non-filters, working on cars, struggling to make a buck. Dude always had a fucking race car, though, where all his money went, blue-collar guys. Nowadays, you go inside a shop, and you got some bearded dude listening to trap music, driving a Subaru, vaping. What the fuck happened? I go inside these shops with these kids, and I don't even understand half the shit these mumble rappers are fucking saying. I don't get it. Dude, the world is a-changing, like with racism. How the hell do I grow up in Los Angeles, California? Los Angeles! I think there was 4 white people in my whole school. Alright? I was with Mexican chicks. Alright? And now, because I support our president, I'm racist. Just like this fucking Colin Kaepernick douchebag. How is he oppressed? His original family ditched him. Fucking kicked him. No, we don't want you. Then he's going to bitch about the Betsy Ross flag on the back of a pair of Nikes. I hope Nike goes under, and I know they're going to take Converse with them because they bought Converse, so bye-bye Chuck Taylor. Congratulations. What the fuck, people? When did we go take a left turn? If there's any music playing, I don't own any copyrights on this shit. The Democratic Party's evil. Republican Party's evil also, I guess. Everyone's fucking evil. You got this dumb shit gonna storm Area 51, and then he puts on it's just a joke. I'd like to see that live stream. He'd go, okay, let's go. They can't kill us all. Yeah, but I'm sure the minefield in front of it can sure thin you out. And then the dude with the fucking 50 and the saw and the fucking rockets and grenades and fucking everything else and the true and the Apaches and what are they gonna do? Throw a fucking IPA at him? Throw a fucking bottle of beard oil? Toxic masculinity. I was told I had that, 2 weeks ago because some transgender? I don't know. The dude's a dude, but he dresses like a chick. Alright? Lady was selling bras on one of the selling walls. So, yeah, I know this shit's all jumbled up. Motherfuckers probably think I got ADD. Probably do. But, chick's selling fucking bras on the selling wall. Alright? The town I live in now is in Ohio, and trust me, there's some creepy people that get on the selling wall. I see it, because I'll fucking click on shit. Oh, wow, this dude's selling this. Let's see. Oh, and there's always some comment. Some girl was selling a prom dress. Prom! That means this bitch probably, 18, 17? Some creepy dude was like, oh, we need to see pictures of it on. PM me. Really? Really? Fucking pedophile. But, so the girl puts this down there. No creeps. If you are a creep, my son lifts weights, and you can talk to him about it. That's all she put. Well, this fucking trans homo guy, yeah, that guy gets the fucking trans homo word, because fuck that guy. So he gets on there, and trans this, and trans that, and transgenders have rights, and you're just discriminating, and oh, now you're threatening to kill us, and this motherfucker don't even live in this state. He lives in Pennsylvania. But he's jumping on this shit, causing a stir and an uproar. And I'm like, dude, all I commented was, if you were a real woman, you would understand what these people meant by creeps. Okay? Look at these other posts when these people are posting a wedding dress. And lingerie. Dude, people sell weird shit on the selling wall. Some chick was trying to sell a toothbrush last week. Alright? An electric toothbrush. Some other lady said, though, oh, you're going to transfer diseases like cancer. So see what we're working with? The gene pool is not that deep no more. Number one, you can't catch cancer from a toothbrush. That's like saying addiction is a disease, but we ain't going there right now. That'll be another show. So this dude gets on there and he's like, you just don't know and you need to leave this room flexing your toxic masculinity. Really? What the fuck's toxic masculinity? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. So I guess I got it. Fuck,
fucking beeper going off on the seatbelt.
Yeah, that's right. We driving too. We're going to go to another shop. This dude, he smokes pot all the time. Angry pot smoker. How does that happen? I've never seen anyone get angry smoking pot. This dude's getting angry smoking pot. And you know he is. Because he's rolling up a Black and Mild, and it don't smell like a Black and Mild, and he's sharing it with his buddy. And then he's angry, just pissed off. You come back a couple hours later, dude's in a great mood, Black and Mild's gone. So I don't know if he's just angry because he's getting high. Does he feel bad because he's getting high? I don't know. But all I know is, I'm going back out there. He's going to be angry. He was smoking one when I left. But dude, racism. Let's get back to racism. How is racism alive and well? Why? Because people want to make it alive and well. Racism has died out. KKK, who's ever heard of them doing anything else until Trump got elected? And then if you look at the fucking buses they got bust in on, they were the same buses as the fucking other protesters. And you know what? KKK, if they're coming around, they're not going out buying brand new flags to start this. These flags still had the crease marks in them from where they were still in the package. You know they opened up on the bus. Colin Kaepernick, that guy, and that fucking man on the women's soccer team. How did he get on there anyway? Hates the fucking... Good, don't go to the White House. But you know what? You represent America, and now you're fucking kneeling. Kneeling. What the fuck? I think if you kneel for the national anthem... Good job for you. Go get a uniform on. Go through some basic. We're going to ship your ass to the fucking nearest war. And then you can fight it and see what the fuck that kneeling... Kneel in front of a fucking ISIS or Iraqi guy. All right, all you're doing is going to help cut your head off. Then we want Shari law in this fucking place. I think anyone that's for this needs to go. Go. Go to fucking Middle East. I've been to the Middle East. You know what? It's a shithole. It's a guaranteed shithole. If you don't believe me, I got pictures. I got the t-shirt and the coffee cup to prove it. Alright? It's a shithole. Women have no rights. You have no say in nothing. There's nothing. You are just a fucking puppet. A slave. Can't show your ankle. That one chick fucking was raped. She was raped by, what? I think like 4 people. She was in court. Showed her fucking... ass, not like showed her ass, literally just said, hey, she wasn't going to be tried because she was raped. Took off her hijab, showed her ankles, and now she got hung. Hey, that's women's rights movement right there. How about you go kneel for that shit? Nike, slave labor. They're paying people 25 cents a shoe. And then this dude's fucking injustice because the Betsy Ross flag? Give me a fucking break, people. Nothing is going to wake up. When are we going to wake up? It's going to be too late. Next thing you know, socialism will hit. No one will have guns. The people that did hold on to them be in the ground. Y'all be fighting over free piece of cheese. Free. There ain't nothing free in life. Everyone thinks there's shit for free. You tell me one thing that's free, if you can leave a comment on this. I don't know. There ain't nothing for free anymore in life. I was told in economics class, there's one thing you got to remember. Tinsel. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Someone pays for that lunch. All right. Auto parts business I'm in. I used to work for another company. Ain't going to mention any names because they're the shittiest auto parts company in the world, AutoZone. So, AutoZone, they're always bribing you. Hey. If you sell 10 cans of Freon, we'll buy you pizza on Friday. Okay, they're going to buy you Little Caesars pizza. So, okay, $5 a pizza. Probably get you 5 pizzas. $25. Now, cylinder of Freon costs $119 a change. We'll say. I think it was like $150, $160. We'll say it cost $119 and change. But you got to buy 5. Or you got to sell 5. Now, I think they have, what, 50 in a cylinder, 60 in a cylinder? You're selling 5? Come on. There ain't nothing free. You're working your ass off to do it. So now you're putting in more man hours. wage pay, because AutoZone ain't paying shit. Probably gonna get sued over this one. I got no listeners, so it don't really matter right now. Once I get to my tens of listeners, we'll start to worry. But they ain't paying you shit. You're getting paid minimum wage, no overtime, and you're working 30 hours a week. Okay, you're a dime a dozen, you're just a number. Don't matter what happens to you, you're a number there. Studio 20 Salon? You want to be a sponsor? You came on the radio. Oh. So, I don't even know where I was really going. I'm just kind of lost right now. I'm just so full of emotion. But, there we go. There's nothing free. You're spending more in man hours on yourself for that free piece of pizza that you could go buy a whole pizza. You're getting one slice out of eight. Alright, socialism, right there, boom. So, you're working. Fat cats up there just got a bonus of probably 10 grand. You get 25 cent slice of pizza. Hey, that 25 cent slice of pizza may mean a lot for you. But what'd you put in to do it? What'd you have to sacrifice in your time to do it? What could you have done, besides done all that, to do that? Now, I get it, that's your job to sell shit. 100%. But then you got five other auto parts companies in the zone that are saying, hey, they're selling the cylinders for 120. We sell them for 80. Okay? So now what are you telling your customer? Hey, yeah, I know they got it for this cheaper price, but, you know, ours is better. Ours is this. Ours is the not Chinese stuff. Ours is DuPont. Ours is made here in America. It's all the same shit. Everyone around here sells the same shit, except for Costco. Costco is the only one I know that sells the Chinese dirty cylinders of Freon, and they sell it for 50. Tinsel. No such thing. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Racism. Racism's alive and well. I think I'm going to join the KKK. It's the only thing I can't join. Well, I can kneel. Then AOC. Who's this AOC chick? Alright, she stages a fake concentration camp, remember? If you don't remember this picture, it's all over Facebook. But she stages it. Now, that's false. Then she's bag-dogging, talking shit. Dog? Then she's talking shit about the detention centers. Alright, you don't want to go in a shitty detention center, don't come here illegally. I'm all for immigration. This country was built on immigration. But everyone came here illegally, had a skill, helped build this country. Okay, we're back. Sorry, had to take a little pause. But AOC, this chick fakes a photo shoot of a concentration camp. Okay, number one, that's the Democratic Party right there. They're lying to you. And how is everything free for the Democratic Party? Everything's free. Free, 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 free. Gun control, gun control, gun control. Okay, gun control is like sheep taking out their teeth because the wolf eats them. It don't work. Okay, so all you're going to do, California, great freaking state to go with. You now have to have a background check to get bullets? That's just a tax. That's just some way to tax a gun owner. So now you know what bullets I'm buying. Why? Why do I need a background check to buy ammo? The ammo's useless without the gun. Okay, I don't know. Anyone's going to listen to this is not going to get it. Put a bullet in a frying pan. Well, don't really put a bullet in a frying pan. I know the movies show you and then they shoot people. It don't work that way. No, it don't. You put a bullet in there. The powder takes the pass and leaves resistance. It'll blow the side of the casing out. It won't not shoot the projectile. What keeps it all together is when it's in the barrel. Isolates the boom. Everything goes forward. So, movies, everything's lying. An assault rifle. What's an assault rifle? I've never had one of my guns assault somebody. Oh, big black bad gun. Big bad black guns. World is coming to an end. very quickly. And all the new people, millennials, people licking ice cream, putting it back. Motherfuckers, now you're making my ice cream go up in price because they got to buy machines to fucking seal the shit and put safety things on it. Because you stupid shits don't know how to fucking not do stupid shit to other people's shit. Like the tweakers in my neighborhood. Leave my shit alone. Leave my copper alone. Feeling cute. Might go steal the copper out of your AC unit later. Fucking mosquitoes were so bad last night, their face is all pocked up. Yeah, meth mosquitoes. I've only been talking for 15 minutes. And I want to do these for 30 or an hour? Jeez Louise. That ain't going to work. We're going to have to get friends up in here. And everything today is just rambling gibberish. I might take this video down. And if you really listen to this video, and you like nail some pointers, you'll be a dedicated hard listener. And I won't send you a t-shirt or nothing. I'll give you a listener number, kind of like Big Chief and Sean did. Listener 405-102 official. You know what? If you're listening to this podcast, you're like me, an official piece of shit. POSs, man. POSs. Because obviously you're going to support Trump. You're going to love America. You're going to stand for the flag. Beat the shit. I want to see the new challenge. I want to see someone lick fucking an ice cream container or spit in my Arizona half and half Arnie Palmer that's amazingly delicious. Yes, Arizona. If you want to send me some Arnie Palmer that's not spit in, I'll take it. But I want to see that challenge. Hey, someone spit in the Arnie Palmer. Oh, Jethro down at the end of the aisle seen it. Jethro turned on his camera and it was beat the fuck out of food tampering, kid. I'd post that dude's bail. I guarantee you, GoFundMe. I'd start GoFundMe right there. That dude be out. That dude fucking get out of jail, be a millionaire. He wouldn't even give a shit. They'd be like, dude, how'd you make your millions? Oh, I worked hard every day. How'd you make your millions? Beat the hell out of a millennial that spit in Arizona tea? Blue on black. World is messed up. It's turned upside down. Someone shook it. Someone rolled the dice and they rolled craps. Racism is patriotism. Patriotism is racism. Drink Black Rifle Coffee. They're all racist up in that bitch. I love their coffee. I love their coffee cup. Tube says, fuck your feelings. Has a big middle finger on the bottom of it. What else can we talk about? All the rain. I bet you that's Trump's fault. Fucking rain. Trump's fault. Everything's Trump's fault. And then you got Joe Biden. Creepy Joe. That dude's molested more people, I bet, than fucking anybody. And then, check this out. I figured this out today. Who remembers 101 Dalmatians? I remember that shit. I used to watch that movie all the time when I was a little kid. Loved it. They warm up the little one. He makes it. It was so nice. Innocent time. You know who Cruella de Vil is? Cruella de Vil is Hillary Clinton. And she's like, kill them all! Kill them all at any price! See? They seasoned us for that jackass. Her and her Houses for Humanity. What? $26 billion? Built three houses? Come on, man. Three houses. Where'd the rest of that money go? Follow the paper trail. No one will, though. If I was a Democrat... You know what? Even as a Republican, I don't even know if I... Fuck it. Even as a Republican, I'm more pissed off on how much money they've spent on my tax dollars to try to impeach a sitting president than one who got a blowjob in the White House. That was married to the Secretary of State at that time, wasn't it? Oh, no, she was the First Lady then. Sorry. But, still, he did something wrong. What's Trump done? Fixed everything. Obama said the same shit in the elections. Oh, people coming. Don't want them here. Y'all forget about that one? I guess so, because Trump says it, y'all lose your fucking head. Entitled little bitches is what the world's become. I want to be entitled. I want everyone to pay everything for me. That'd be great. I like beer. Buy my beer for me, somebody. I don't want to work anymore. I get a trophy anyway. I mean, I can see giving a trophy out for big shit. Hey, you didn't come in first place, but you know what? You ran this 10K. You still finished, man. Good job. That's it. Good job. That's a good enough trophy at that moment. Good job. That's another thing. Pot. You ever notice since marijuana has been legalized, a whole bunch of new shit has happened? All right? Fucking products are... Oh, we got plastic in the rolls now. That's the newest one from fucking Walmart, ain't it? Or Ohio stores. Or soap leaked in the batch. You know why? All these people are high. They're all fucking stoned because they got a medical card. And the medical card's telling them, oh, you're good. You're good. You're allowed to eat 20 edibles, smoke an eighth, take your vape pen in with you. You need to hit that 4 times a day. I worked with a guy. He was going for his medical card. He went down to the doctor. He paid his $350 for his medical license card. Still can get fired, though. Because in Ohio, we go by federal, not state. So when people are leaving the pot shop, they're literally getting tickets and taken to jail for having all this shit. But his thing was, oh, I got my medical card. I'm allowed to smoke 3 joints a day, eat like 4 edibles, and hit my vape pen or something like that it was. And I'm like, dude, while you're at work? Yeah. Okay. How's that going to work? I mean, that just means you're stoned all day. And then you're going to go home, you're going to still smoke and get stoned. You're at work. I can't drink a beer at work. That'd be great. Hey, it's a medical Budweiser. It's a medical 40. That's right, 40 ounces. Doctor said I needed to have 40 cc's of King Cobra every 3 hours to keep me from snapping. I don't think it's going to work that way. I can make a card. Plus, booze is legal. I don't know. Facebook, there's another thing. Facebook's helped dividing everybody. Instagram, you're a model on Instagram. Don't matter who you are. Hell, I get my fat ass on there. Use some filters. I go in looking like... Let's see, what's a good comparison? I go in looking like Biff from Back to the Future. I don't know, but someone might not get that. Come, I go in looking like Porky Pig. Come out looking like Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right, all right. You're not a model on Instagram. And then I get all these fucking messages on Instagram. Oh, blah, 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 butterfly wants to send you a message. Okay. So you click on it, and it's always the same thing. Hi, how are you doing? Always right back. Good. How about you? Oh, good. Thanks for asking. Cool. So what are you doing? Then I'll throw something in there. Oh, I think yesterday I said I was harvesting some old lady's soul. She's putting up a fight. That girl put, oh, that's funny, hee hee. You want to see a dirty picture? Yeah, I want to harvest your soul when I'm done. What's your address? Oh, you're going to have to send me dollars. Or it was, you're going to have to donate or something. She want money. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't have any money. I had to spend it all on bags and concrete so I can get rid of this old lady. But when I get into her bank account, I can sure send you some. Hee hee, don't tell anyone. Here's a sneak peek. Whatever. Block. They're all camel fuckers, too. You know that. You know that's some fucking camel fucker sitting in his hut in the Middle East looking at barnyardsheep.com rubbing one out on his fucking burka. Home Depot. You can't shop at Home Depot. I don't think I've ever seen anyone that's going to boycott Home Depot in Home Depot. Unless they were selling pottery out front. Because those people don't do nothing. They ain't got... Mom! You know that's what they're saying. Mom! Don't go to Home Depot. Mom's like, why the fuck not? Because they support Trump. Trump bad. Orange man. Dude, it is orange, though. I'll give you that. Motherfucker looked like a Cheeto. We got a Cheeto for a president. Your nose, though, he's got raccoon eyes. Fucking eyes are whiter than shit. Looks like he's wearing the goggles. He needs to just close his eyes. Don't fucking put on the goggles. Looks like you're swimming. It's fucking January. How you got a sunburn, man? And he does got little hands. Jesse James made him a 45, though. 1911. Badass gun. Big-ass compensator on it. You know the dude can't shoot it. It's too big for his hands. I'm a Trump supporter, though. But I will laugh at the man. He does do stupid shit. All right, and tweeting. Oh, my God. This dude tweets so much. I had to stop him on Twitter because I couldn't handle it. It seemed like every 10 seconds. You look at Twitter, it was Trump. But he does pull in some good, valid points, and he's done a lot. AOC, Nancy Pelosi. That chick. Someone just get her another Valium. She'll be gone in a minute. She looks like Skeletor. And then who's that chick that looks like Macho Man Randy Savage? With her freaking... Really? If you're going to dress like an asshole, you're going to get made fun of. That's the same thing about this gay shit. All right? I get it. You're gay. It happens. Cool. Congratulations. Don't try to shove it down my throat. Then you got Pride Month. Whatever. You can have it. Pride Month, sure. Okay, we're not making fun of you because you're gay. We're not. We're not making fun of you because you like to suck on a penis or you're a woman and you like to eat the vagina. All right? And whatever. We're not making fun of you because of that. We're making fun of you because you look like an asshole. Alright, why? Why do you have to put on a unicorn horn, fucking wings that are rainbow flagged up, paint yourself up like a rainbow flag, and trot around? You know who did that before you guys? Football fans. Before football got fucked up. Alright, you'd go to a fucking Bears game, dude fucking painted blue. Alright, whatever color, orange, purple, pink, they didn't care what color, whatever team color they were. Dude was painted in the stands, and he'd sit there. Yeah, we laughed at him too. Right? We're laughing at you because you want to make yourself look like an asshole. If you're going to be gay, just be gay. I don't go around shaking people's hand, hey, I'm Scott, I'm straight. No. I think you can figure it out by looking at me. 6'2", covered in tattoos, big fucking beard, and I talk loud because I'm going deaf. Hey. If I could be gay, I'd have a lighter voice. I might not be going deaf. And I got a receding hairline. But we're not making fun of you because we're gay. Or you're gay. I don't care if you're gay. Congratulations. When gays could have got married, congratulations again. Alright, simple little movements do help fucking people progress. But people just want to bring it back down because, alright, now you got... Dude, almost hit me. Then you got fucking jackasses, like I said, wearing a fucking tutu and a tiara, flying around the gay parade, fucking unicorn horn, whatever. Don't dress like an asshole, you won't get made fun of. Alright, that's like the goth kids back in the days. You know why they got made fun of and singled out? Look at them! Look! You fucking painting yourself white like you're dead, wearing jet black shit. Come on, peoples. What do you think's gonna happen? People gonna make fun of you. People make fun of everybody. I make fun of everybody. I make fun of myself more than anything. Why? I know I'm fat. And funny. I'm like, oof. I gotta slow down, I'm fat, I'm gonna pass the fuck out. It might happen, it might not, you never know. I know one thing, skip rocks, don't smoke them. Also know another thing, don't play leapfrog with a unicorn. Because that horn's going somewhere and you ain't gonna like it. I don't know. That's enough rambling for today. This just might be a rambling session. Ramble. That's all I know. Ramble. So if I get any listeners out of this, thank you. There'll be another one on another date. I'm thinking we're gonna do this like Thursdays. I don't know. Maybe Tuesdays. Maybe Mondays. Maybe Wednesday. I'm gonna do it on a day when I can drive all day though. Cause I'll see something, I'll fucking point it out. Like a tweaker. Oh my goodness. Before we go, you should see this beauty. This car has... I wish I could get a picture of it. I don't even know what's on it. Oh, it's got Snoopy on it. The weasels, a ghost. It's got Snoopy painted on the back like he's flying. It has the weasels from Who Framed Roger Rabbit painted on the door. Pretty cool, though. Something you don't see every day. Other than that, I don't know. That's all I got to say. 31 minutes of me rambling. It's going to be the worst podcast ever. I came in here unprepared. I just was here just to do it, to say I did it. Now I got the t-shirt.